Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show, anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
When you are house hunting or maybe trying to rent an apartment or something, what is something you look at when you are touring the place?
It's a good question, Tanner, but we want to hear from you. So call us right now, 636-1-HOP.
It's Chad from Santa Rosa. Just to let you know, on your house hunting, what I do is go back at nighttime, too.
Oh.
And just drive around the neighborhood.
I would have never thought of that in a million years.
That way you can see what the nightlife is like.
Yeah. Well, personally, I kind of want a quiet nightlife. Something like, because I go to bed at like 7:30. So that's something really important. Something I didn't even consider.
Yeah. It's one of the things that's big on mine. That and water pressure.
Water pressure, that's something I didn't even think about. I should have just turned a shower on real quick and saw.
I always do. Always turn the shower on. I turn a sink on. I'll turn a shower on, flush the toilet, make sure it doesn't drain power.
Man.
Wow.
You live and you learn, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you've been renting for 20 years, you start thinking these things.
Yes, sir. Just want to say thank you so much for your call. I mean, gosh, this might help so many people out.
Yeah, hopefully
yeah.
You.
Yeah,
hopefully you're the one to help.
We also asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. We're getting some great results.
Amy from Kittati says, check to see if everything works.
Becky,
yeah, we should.
Things like turning on the microwave, all that stuff.
The lights.
The simple things, yeah. Becky from Runner Park said the overall safety of the neighborhood.
Oh,
I think a great tool would be to look at that neighborhood's page on the Nextdoor app.
Yeah.
You can do that and kind of
see
analyze
crime
what's
in
happening.
The area. Yeah. Yeah. Lori from Mendocino created a checklist for you. She says, look at the neighborhood, kitchen appliances, clean bathroom and windows.
I am writing all this down as we speak.
Jot it down, brother.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
Is there something you remember from when you were a kid that was much bigger or fantastical maybe than it actually was? Call us right now at 636-1-HOP. I posted this picture on my personal Instagram last night. Did you see it? It was my mom.
I did.
Okay, well, I had an argument with my fiance last night about this giant catfish my mom caught when I was a kid. It was bigger than she was. And my mom's like only 4'11". So I, in my head, it was like a four and a half foot catfish.
Yeah.
And I just remember it in my head being that big. So I was like, I promise you that catfish was as big as she was. I promise you. And then my mom sent me the picture. It's not that big.
It was probably as big as, in all fairness, it was probably as big as you were when you were that age.
I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
She was a big catfish. But it just, to me, at that age, it just seems so big. And, like, the story behind it of the fish dragging my mom under the boat, like, just the whole story just was so fantastical.
Yeah.
And I carried that with me into adulthood. So I know I'm not the only one that's done this. Our kid brains are really interesting.
We asked you on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning, if you've been in a situation like this. And here's what Meg from Windsor said.
She said, when I was little, my dad worked in a pickle factory. Oh, cute. Even Friday, he would bring me a dill pickle as big as my forearm. Growing up, it blew my mind that my dad brought me a arm-sized pickles. It clicked a few years ago that, yeah, it was a arm of a four-year-old. Pretty big pickle.
You know what this reminds me of? My grandfather had like this big saw when I was a kid that he'd always use, and he'd have me go on the other like end of it. It was a two-hander one, and I thought this thing was ginormous. I thought this thing was like 6 feet long. When he passed, we went through his things. It was maybe 3 feet.
To you, it just seemed like twice as big
when
you were a kid. Elise from Petaluma sent us a message. She says, when I was little, we would go to this park. It was huge. It had this giant dragon slide that was so big. Well, I took my class as an adult, and it was a little longer than a normal slide, but the park was also not that big.
Yeah. And Morgan from Sebastopol said, I have a story about a huge wave that was the size of a 3-story building that took me up with it. In reality, it was probably like 3 feet.
Oh my gosh.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
Big day today. It's a holiday weekend.
A beautiful Easter.
Are you ready to hear the secret of Easter?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hey, the Easter Bunny is here. Happy Easter.
Oh, man, Easter's going to be this Sunday. It's going to be a whole bunch of fun. You know, the kids really get tricked out from the Easter Bunny, and I get a little jealous from time to time.
He doesn't visit you anymore?
Not anymore. I think he should.
He stopped, like, what, last year or something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tanner.
He's like, once you start growing a little hair on your face, then
I'm
out.
He called me and actually told me he was going to stop.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Ah, dang.
On my banana phone.
What do you want in your adult Easter basket? I think adults should get Easter baskets, too. Here's what I would want in my adult Easter basket. A Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme, some whiskey, and a gift card for an audiobook. There's my list.
That's not a bad list.
Yeah.
You know, I think an adult Easter basket is probably more like a care basket.
Yeah.
And that being said, in my adult Easter basket, I'd like a new pack of socks because I can't find any matches right now. A check with maybe a large sum on it, maybe the tune of like $1 million.
How about $1,000,005?
That's it?
Yeah.
Only $1,000,005? Okay. And probably a Starbucks gift card or some form of coffee. Something that I'd use for sure.
You're a lot easier than a lot of people when it comes to stuff like that.
Why? What are they saying? What are the people saying?
Well, they're responding on our Facebook page right now. Facebook.com/AmberandTannerInTheMorning. Val from Santa Rosa has a very tall order. She said money, a new house, a husband, and a puppy.
Well, a puppy's pretty easy. You can go adopt one right now. Landon from Sebastopol said, I'd love a new hunting rifle. I don't think that fits in a basket, though.
And Emily from Runner Park said, some White Claws, because there ain't no laws when you're drinking White Claws.
Not even on Easter, huh?
Not even on Easter.
The Lord's Day. It's the Lord's Day and you're drinking White Claws.
Want to hear from you right now. What would be in your adult Easter basket?
Call us right now at 636-1HOP.
Hey, good morning. This is John from Hidden Valley Lake. Probably a 30-pack and a bottle of whiskey.
Yes!
A 30-pack of what?
Coors Light.
Oh, Coors, yes.
Okay.
I don't know if that can fit in a basket. We might have to like get you an extra big basket.
It'll have to like a cooler.
Yeah. Can we normalize Easter coolers?
It's a funny ongoing thing with my mom and my siblings. My mom always gets us a big old basket full of candy for Easter or Christmas or anything, and we always call it the bag of diabetes.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Need your advice. Should I be upset about this situation or should I say something? Call us at 636-1-HOP. Tanner, here's the situation. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So as you know, for my fiance Cole's birthday this year, I had people submit videos into this website. It was not only videos, but texts and things like that, just saying happy birthday. Because our friends and family are all over the country. I had you submit one. I had Dano submit one. And it was great. It was just people saying happy birthday or posting pictures saying happy birthday. It was so easy.
Yeah.
It takes like 2 seconds, right? So I send some of his friends the link. Say, hey, guys, if you could take a minute and just say happy birthday to Cole, that would be great. People did not even respond to me. I know at least two of his friends that did not even respond to me. And that bothers me for some reason. Should it?
Did they wish him happy birthday at all?
No, I don't think so.
Ugh. Here's the thing. And I'm just going to be brutally honest. I think when you make a move from like Georgia to California, and I don't mean to, you know, hammer on Cole's friends. I know I have learned a lot of who my real friends actually were.
Yeah.
If they can't take 5 seconds to say happy birthday, are they really his friends?
Maybe not. I mean, I don't even know where to start with how angry I am about this because he almost died last year. And some of these friends were calling me, demanding answers about why he was in the hospital. And these are the same friends that couldn't take the time to wish him a happy birthday or respond to me and say, hey, Amber, I'm busy this week. I'm so sorry. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to this, but I'm going to tell Cole happy birthday. and it makes me mad. I don't know if it's a Tammy Wynette stand by your man type situation or not, but you know, I was talking to one of his other friends and he said, he gave me some great advice. He's like, there's nothing you can really do about it now, but it is upsetting.
I think it's totally fine for you to be upset, especially since the hard year that your fiance has had.
Right.
If I was in your shoes or if I was in Cole's shoes, don't talk to him anymore.
Let it go, you think?
Yeah, I mean, some people genuinely forget, but if you did text them and remind them, then it's not, you know what? It's not even worth it. They're not even worth it.
Gosh. I mean, I'm getting upset at, like, now thinking about it. And his birthday was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out how to let it go before I should say something. But you think I should just move on with my life?
Just move on. There's going to be people that come and go. And sometimes in situations like this, you learn who your real friends are.
That's very true, Tanner.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
Has Tinder, Bumble, all those dating apps ever worked out for you? Give us a call anytime at 6361-HOP. Amber, I am tired of everyone telling me, Tanner, you got to get on Tinder.
Who said that?
Tanner, you got to get on Bumble. Tanner, you got to get on farmersonly.com, whatever they are. And it's just a little backstory. I'm single, which...
You're not a farmer.
I know. A lot of people are telling me I got to get on these apps, but, you know, I just got out of a four-year relationship, I don't know, 4 months ago, and I'm not sure if I'm ready to jump in the dating game yet, but everybody is in my life seems like they want me to.
You know, I think you just need to do what feels comfortable for you.
Yeah.
If you're not okay with it, don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to get out there, that might be a great way, but are you ready?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm ready to start that journey in my life once again. That sounds like a lot of work right now. And here's the thing, Amber, you know how bad I am at texting back in general?
Yeah.
Like, I am horrible at texting back. You think I can keep up with a Tinder profile right now?
It's either you text back instantly or you don't at all. You're like, I'm just going to pretend I never saw it.
Just, nope, I didn't. I'm not kidding. Right now, I have, let's see how many unread text messages I have. I have 26 unread text messages at the moment.
Yeah. Starting a new relationship, you have to be on top of it. You have to give them the attention they deserve.
And I think that's another reason why I might not be ready to date yet. Also, I'm too awkward to create a profile. Like, what pictures would I pick?
I don't know.
Like me in shorts or something?
Why shorts?
I don't know.
Why was that the thought you went with?
See, this is why I can't go on dating apps again, because I don't know what people say, like spitting game, whatever. I don't know how that works. I feel like an old man joining eHarmony again.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, you got to work on your game first.
Do you know anyone that's had any success on a dating app?
Absolutely. I had two friends who met on Tinder and now they're married.
What?
But they didn't tell their parents they met on Tinder.
What? Do you know what they told their parents?
I think they said that they met at like a club.
Yeah.
Which is like not any better.
It's basically the same thing as Tinder.
Everybody gets that that's how you meet people in this fast-paced world is through apps and online. So, you know what? I mean, some people have success and some people don't. It depends on the person, right?
So maybe you can call and change my mind right now. Tell us your dating app success story.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
Have you ever not looked forward to the weekend? I was thinking about this in the shower last night. All of the stuff I had to do this weekend, I was like, oh, no.
What do you have to do?
I'm desperately wanting to rest this weekend, and I am excited about the things I have to do, but it was like looking for the things ahead, like having to do all the things this weekend and then having another week ahead of that, and then thinking about next weekend where maybe I'll get to rest.
You can finally kick your feet up, watch some Desperate Housewives.
Right. And this weekend I am doing a virtual event for a nonprofit organization called Verity. I'm doing that tomorrow night and I'm really excited to do it. But then Sunday it's Easter. So then I don't really have time to rest because I'm going to be cooking food and hanging out with my dog and oh my gosh, I just like don't have time to like be a normal person this weekend. You know, has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely. I'm not looking forward to this weekend at all, to be honest with you.
What you got
I've been
going on?
Dreading the weekend all week, which is kind of strange.
Oh my gosh.
I have to pack and get ready to move apartments. And so I'm doing like the deep cleaning. I'm getting rid of stuff. And yeah. So that's going to take up my entire weekend.
Well, I was wondering if maybe we weren't the only people that felt this way, because everybody's always like, woo, the weekend. So we took a poll on our Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the Morning asking, have you ever not looked forward to the weekend?
And here's what she said. At Becky Wallace 21 said, I'm a server at a restaurant and I work on the weekends because those are the busiest days.
At Jeremy Lucas 4 said, I love spending time with my kids, but some weekends they are entirely too energetic. I'd rather be at work in silence sometimes.
I know a lot of parents feel that way, for sure. At Holly underscore Vance said, when I have too much stuff to do, like clean the house or do too much laundry.
I totally get that. So back to the poll that we took. Right now we have 16 votes for yes and 20 votes for no. And those were some of the reasons you guys said, you know, that you didn't look forward to the weekend. So it's still climbing. And if you want to participate in this poll, head on over to our Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the Morning.
Amber and Tanner. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Have you ever got someone in trouble at work? Would love to hear from you anytime. Give us a call, 636-1-HOP. I feel awful. I feel so bad. So what happened, Amber, was I went on a walk in Haworth Park on Saturday. Went like for an hour and I was like, you know what? I deserve an ice cream cone.
Classic.
And I was like, I'm gonna go get an ice cream cone. And so drove over, was going through a drive-thru, and this kid went to hand me an ice cream cone, and I don't know what happened. I knew it was on me. I wasn't paying attention, but it slipped through my fingers and boom, ice cream cone hit the ground.
No, another one bites the dust, huh?
Yeah. I was like, man, I'm so sorry. I wasn't paying attention. He goes, oh, it's okay. I'll get you another one. His manager comes around and goes, Ricky, this is the third time this has happened this week.
Oh, no.
And I'm just sitting there like, ooh, there's a situation brewing.
Ricky's dropping ice cream cones all over the place, I guess.
And I try to explain the manager, like, no, like, this is my fault. He goes, no, it's not your fault. Ricky, you're done working drive-thru for the rest of the day, and, like, sent him back.
Poor Ricky.
And I was just sitting there like, this was my fault. And I tried to explain, and then the manager handed me two ice cream cones.
What are you going to do with two?
I don't know. I ate them. Because, like, you're not going to eat them.
Exactly.
And so I feel really bad. I, like, want to go back today and apologize to that poor kid.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, it was not your fault, according to the manager.
It was definitely my fault. The ice cream cone was in my hand. I had a firm grasp on it, and I just dropped it. Went over the side of my car, everything.
You know, how do you hand someone an ice cream cone anyway? They're so thin, like, you can't really, like, give them the other end of it, right?
It's like two fingers.
It's like you hold the top. Yeah. You get ice cream all over your hand.
But have you ever got anyone in trouble at work before?
Yeah, I have.
What happened?
I went to a nice dinner with my fiance a couple years ago. I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago. And ordered a steak, and I ordered it like medium rare.
Uh-huh.
And it came out well done. So I, you know, was like, hey, I can't really eat this. It's too well done for me.
Yeah.
I would like another one. And he was like, nope, sorry, sometimes that happens. I was like, no, if you order a steak medium rare, it should come to your table medium rare. So he just wasn't, this waiter, this server was not like being compliant. So my fiance got the manager to come over and he got in trouble.
Dang.
And he had to come apologize to us. So I've done it. It doesn't feel great, but, you know, sometimes it happens.
Amber and Tanner
on demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now,
woo-hoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Finally went on a little adventure this weekend.
Woo!
Woo! Haven't had a neighbor's adventure in a while because of the pandemic.
It's been hard to adventure.
But, you know, today is actually Mom and Pop Business Owner Day, which is a day to honor small business owners.
Cool.
And perfect timing because yesterday I went to the SoCo Market. Tanner, have you ever heard of this?
Nope.
Okay, so it's a new small business market for quote-unquote millennial-owned businesses in Sonoma County. It's hosted by Bow and Arrow Clothing in Cotati. My friend sent me, like, the link for this. So I went down there to Cotati. It was pretty busy, but everyone was wearing masks, and it was outside. And it's like a farmer's market, but it's for things like local makers, sneakerheads. There was like all kinds of like sneaker booths, vintage clothing, jewelry. There was food.
And it sounds like a lot of fun.
It's like very similar to Wednesday Night Market, but it's like targeted at younger people. It was really interesting. I felt old.
You felt old.
I did feel old. Yeah. There are a lot of young kids out there, like people that maybe go to Sonoma State, things like that. But I of course, I went to a dog booth and I bought $40 worth of baked goods for my dog.
Baked goods. That's more than you'd spend on yourself for baked goods.
100%. It was this place called Wolf Baked Goods, and they home make dog goods, and she makes like her own little like handkerchiefs for the dogs, and I bought everything. I bought stickers. I was like, yeah.
Do you know if this is a one-time thing or if it's a reoccurring?
It's hopefully going to be a reoccurring thing, but I think they haven't done one since like last November.
Okay.
So I wanted to go and see it before, you know, it doesn't happen again for a while. But yeah, it was fantastic.
I just can't believe you spent $40 on handkerchiefs for your dog.
You can't believe that, Tanner?
Well, I can, but like in general, like $40?
Well, it was a bunch of stuff. She gave me like a whole bag
of
things.
A lot of stuff.
I couldn't resist. But it was an adventure. And, you know, I'm just so thankful for this community.
Yeah.
Because there's things like this for local business owners that Sonoma County supports. It's insane.
Did it have a name for it? Or
the SoCo Market is what it's called.
The SoCo Market.
Yeah. So follow them on
Instagram. Check that out.
Follow them on Instagram. See what's going on.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
I am pumped. It's finally my turn. I am finally going to get vaccinated.
Woo!
I'm pumped. It's, you know, I'm in the age demographic and everything. That
right.
I'm one of the like last people to get it. And I have no idea what vaccination I'm going to be getting. I imagine when you go to whatever clinic you go to, they have like a wheel where they like spin it and like.
I don't think that's how it works.
No. Ding, ding, ding. You get Pfizer.
I think it depends on what they have available and what came in last month's shipment. I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
But are you nervous? What's going on?
I'm excited.
Okay.
I can't wait to get it. But I am a little bit nervous just because a lot of people in my life, including you, have been vaccinated.
Yes.
And some people have had a little bit strange reactions for like a day or so after they get vaccinated.
Yes.
So for that, I'm not really looking forward to that. But long term, absolutely.
Okay.
Would you have any advice for me regarding getting vaccinated?
Me as an Amber?
As an Amber.
Yes, I have some advice for you. The biggest thing to do is make sure you get plenty of rest. Also, when you get that first shot, make sure you move your arm around a lot so it doesn't get too sore. That's what they told me to do when I got my first shot, and it worked out incredible.
That's
my
cool.
arm wasn't even sore.
Get some arm movements. My shoulder will be happy, too. It's like a workout.
But I know there's some other people out there that have really great advice.
Yeah. We asked this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. And Amanda from Santa Rosa says it really varies from person to person. I have heard all sorts of varying symptoms. I had Moderna. My first shot was fine, just a really sore arm, kind of achy, and I felt like I was going to get sick, but never actually did. Lasted only a day or two.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's good news, so maybe you're not as nervous anymore. Herlinda, who we've been working with at the vaccination clinic here in Sonoma County at the fairgrounds, she said lots of water, magnesium, emergency packets, and rest. You think you can do all that?
I think I can. I'm writing all this down on my notepad.
I believe in you.
Aaron from Sebastopol said, prepare for being tired for a few days. Your arm's going to be sore too. Headache, so have Tylenol ready. Also read yesterday to not take Tylenol until after you get your shot. That's a big thing.
Not before, but after.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I texted the Froggy group chat this weekend, and I expected people to try to make me feel stupid. Luckily, no one did. But I sent a picture of the moon in the middle of the day. It was like, 1 p.m.? and the moon was huge and very visible and very bright.
Just hanging out.
The middle of the day. And you and I talked about how weird it was the other day because I've never seen it like this before.
I wonder if it's because where we are in the country, because where I'm from the Pacific Northwest. I've never seen something like that before.
Well, I thought it's because it was a West Coast thing. I've seen it a little bit, like a little crescent in the sky.
Yeah.
But not has it been this big and this bright.
It looked like the Star Wars Death Star.
I thought it was Armageddon. Like, I was pretty sure something was up. So I took a poll on our Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the morning, basically asking, am I the only one that's shocked by the moon right now? What are the results?
At 74% of people said, yes, I do.
Okay, they said, yes, it is weird.
Okay.
That I'm the only one that's shocked. I am the only, they're saying, yes, you're the only one that's shocked right now. Sorry. 26% said, no, it is crazy. So they're with us.
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel a little bit validated because when we asked Dano and Jen about it, I mean, they're so used to it because they've lived here their entire lives. And we're just like, this is not normal.
Well, Dan says, yeah, it happens here sometimes. Does it look huge right now? And I was like, yes, it's taking up the whole sky. But
we actually live in the moon now.
I thought so. Yeah. I my mom just sent me a message and she was like, Amber, it looks like this in Georgia right now, too.
What? I don't believe that.
That's what she said.
I believe that your mom said it, but I don't believe it looks like that in Georgia.
I don't know what's going on. I swear on everything that is good right now that I've never seen the moon like this before. I promise I haven't.
Can someone please explain to us what in the world is happening with the moon?
I want to know why I haven't seen it like this before. Call us. Tell us what's up with the moon.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever been in autopilot mode and you missed your exit?
All the time.
Oh, man.
What happened to you?
It's bad. I was listening to Matthew McConaughey's audiobook.
All right.
And I was really into it. Like, really into it. So much so that I was on Highway 12 going towards Stony Point. And I was supposed to get off at Stony Point. And then I look up from my trance. And I'm in Sebastopol. And I went, what happened? How did I get? I was just planning to go to Popeyes.
Yeah. Been there.
That's never happened to me before. It's like I forgot that I was driving a multiple ton vehicle.
Right.
70 miles per hour. And I was kind of freaked out by the experience.
I do that too. My fiance says it's terrifying.
Yeah.
He's like, how do you not know where you're going? I'm like, I don't know. Just get on autopilot. Just turn it on.
Isn't it scary how that happens, though? It's like I'm driving the vehicle, but I'm not really driving the vehicle.
It's like you're having an outer body experience.
Exactly.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, dang you, Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
We asked you about this on Facebook, so we make sure we're not alone on this. Facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning.
Jessica from Santa Rosa says, happens to me more often than I like to admit. You were into the audiobook for me. It's True Crime Podcast, Self-Care.
Yeah, and Sasha from Runner Park said all the time, but it's a song I'm into, blasting it and singing the lyrics or the boyfriend through the car speakers that distract me.
Sonia from Napa says, my husband rear-ended someone on the freeway distracted by an audiobook.
Oh, no. I don't want to end up like that.
It's not good.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning, right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
You ever had a funny or weird dream about a celebrity? I think we all have. Some vaccinated people are experiencing weird side effects, including dreams about space. People have reported flying to the moon. And one person even said they went to McDonald's with Abraham Lincoln.
Nice.
So they're having like weird celebrity heroic dreams.
I heard Honest Abe loves himself a quarter pounder.
I also heard that according to a dream journal. Tanner, have you ever had a weird celebrity dream kind of similar maybe to this Abraham Lincoln McDonald's dream?
I had a dream that Luke Bryan was my dad. He said, and
I think he's a little too young to be your dad.
Absolutely. He said, boy, you don't talk like me, but you're my son. And we're out fishing and stuff like that. And I want Luke Bryan to be my dad.
Have you talked to a therapist about this?
I probably should.
I had a dream that I also think I should talk to a therapist about. I had a dream about Angela Lansbury. Do you know who that is?
No idea.
Okay, so Murder, She Wrote. That's her.
Oh, okay.
So she's a dame, but we were in this dream getting chased by these like evil trolls on a playground.
That's strange.
And I remember like us trying to escape down a slide from the trolls, but the trolls were still like chasing us with knives and like.
That's aggressive.
She was the celebrity in my dream though, and I can't even remember the last time I had a Murder, She Wrote marathon or anything like that.
It's weird how things like that will get locked into your brain. Like my Luke Bryan thing, I was in a really big Luke Bryan phase, like listen to his music a lot, but it's weird that even something from a distant past can get in your noggin.
It's really strange, and apparently the vaccinations are causing even more celebrity dreams, but we want to hear about your weird or funny celeb dream.
So give us a call right now at 636-1-HOP. On the line is Sophie from Healdsburg.
Sophie, what was your dream like? What was it about?
So it starts off, and I'm sitting in like this yard, and I'm sitting on a stump, and my family's in the background. And Justin Bieber shows up.
What?
And he's signing autographs for people. And so apparently I was in college with him because we ended up like getting together. Oh. And so then like I had a kid with him and he lost all of his money.
Oh,
and
no.
We had to go and live with his grandpa in this trailer park. And his grandpa looked like a skinny Gandalf. So that was kind of cool.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Do you have someone in your life, or maybe it's even you, who did something wild for a midlife crisis? We reach out to you on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberAndTanner in the morning.
Alyssa from Rohnert Park says, my dad decided to get sleeves of tattoos when he was 53. I'm not sure if he regrets it or not.
That's a interesting time to do that.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to worry about anything. Go do your thing.
Yeah.
Tammy from Santa Rosa said, I was newly divorced, and yeah, I went a little crazy and had some fun. Did I mention fun? Lots and lots of fun.
Oh, okay. Christopher Sebastopol says, I went through on myself about a Corvette because I thought it would make me cooler. Turns out I'm still an old fart.
So none of us on the show are going through a midlife crisis. We're not quite there in life yet.
Not quite.
But I do believe in the quarter life crisis. I'm getting to be 25 here pretty soon. And yesterday I was doing something after the show that raised some questions not only in my mind, but everyone else around me. I was trying to plan a trip to Europe.
Yeah.
Just randomly.
Why not?
I was like, I need to leave the country. I've never been out of the USA. And I was like, I need to do something. Life is too short. I got to go do this stuff.
While you're young and single, I mean, why not?
Do you think it's because I'm reaching a certain age where I'm worried that, you know, life is coming at me really fast? I mean, we're celebrating our second year anniversary on the show. We started the show when I was 22, and it seems like in a blink of an eye, that's already gone.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you were kind of being really ridiculous about it yesterday. You were like, I need to go. You were like looking at like going to what? Thailand and Taiwan and Vietnam and Japan. And then you were like, I should go to the Arctic Circle. I was like, can you calm down for a second and just think this through?
And
you
were like,
about to book something. And I was like, no, let's talk about this.
I was like, Amber, if I book it now, I can get a really good deal and I'll actually do it.
I was like, do you have money? Do you have a plan? You were like, no.
None of those things. Want to hear from you. Do you think it's ridiculous or I might be going through a quarter life crisis by trying to book a worldwide tour for myself?
It's Amber and Tanner. On demand. The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
What is something really popular now, but maybe in like 10 to 15 years, we're going to look back on it and be kind of embarrassed about it? I posted a picture of my mom from the 90s in a Facebook group. It was actually the picture of her with the big catfish.
Yeah.
That we posted yesterday on our socials. And someone commented on the post and said, I think it's funny that this is how Gen Z dresses now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
I didn't even think about that.
I think there are a lot of styles, especially now that we're going to come to regret, just like we did in the 90s. Like, I think I'm going to regret wearing 90s, like, baggy acid wash jeans. I have them now. I think that they're cute because they're in style. But I have a feeling if I take a picture in them, I'm going to look back through my phone in the next couple years and be like, oh my gosh.
That's the fun thing about it, though.
Why?
Like, I remember I saw a picture of my dad on his honeymoon and he was wearing like athletic short shorts.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mike wears short shorts. So trends come and go, but I think it's funny to reflect back on them.
Well, what about you? What do you think? Is there something you wear now that maybe you think you'll look back on and feel that way?
I'm a man that wears tighter jeans. I wouldn't necessarily call it skinny jeans, but I would call it like
fitted. Yeah.
Like slim fit jeans.
Okay.
I think down the road, I'm going to make fun of myself for that. And I know that. And I've accepted it.
I feel like we've gotten to a point in society where we finally got there where we wear clothes that fit us. And then this next generation comes along and they're like, let's wear these baggy jeans that are not flattering on our bodies at all. I saw a girl yesterday. I swear they were the ugliest, baggiest jeans I've ever seen in my life. And I just feel like we're going to look back and regret how we looked in those.
Oh, we definitely will.
But we're getting some messages right now on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/AmberandTanner the morning. Talking about things we're going to regret wearing 15 years from now. Gosh.
Aaron from Sebastopol said shabby chic and farmhouse.
Oh, like interior design.
Oh,
I didn't think
okay.
about that. Jill from Petaluma says microblading there. I said it. Dang. My eyebrows are microbladed.
And Jackie from Pengrove, I love this one. She said TikTok dances, I hope.
Oh, I hope those go out of trend so I don't feel old.
Amber and Tanner
on demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What's the worst thing you've eaten in order to be polite? You know, when someone gives you food, maybe you're eating at someone's house. We reached out to you on Facebook about this, facebook.com/froggy929. Here's what you said.
Candace from Santa Rosa says pumpkin pie, but the person forgot to remove the wax paper after removing the crust, which caused the filling not to set correctly. So imagine eating pumpkin soup out of a paper bowl, but also eating the bowl at the same time.
That sounds awful. And Landon from Petaluma said it was a jello mold with a full salad in the mold. Lettuce, tomato, olives, onions. My grandma made it, and we were all forced to eat it. So one of the most disgusting things I've ever had to eat.
Taylor from Healdsburg says, a lot of wasabi. I thought it was guacamole.
Oh, no. Asking this because I was in a bit of a situation yesterday, and I just didn't say anything. One of our coworkers here at Froggy 92.9 brought back a bunch of KFC, and they were like, hey, Tanner, I have a leftover country bowl. Would you want it? And I thought to myself, yeah, I'll have a country bowl. I totally forgot what was in it. If you know this about me, you know mashed potatoes are my kryptonite. They're just, wow.
Especially those.
Mashed potatoes to me are the grossest thing on planet Earth. I hate mashed potatoes.
They're my favorite.
But I ate about half of the bowl of the mashed potatoes to be nice, and I almost threw up because of it.
Oh my God.
I hate mashed potatoes. They're gross.
I still feel like you just haven't had the right ones.
I've tried. Everyone says, my grandma has the best mashed potatoes. You got to try my... No, they're all awful.
Okay.
You know what?
I don't know if I believe you.
I will try anybody's mashed potatoes. If you have any mashed potatoes that you think is the best, I will gladly try it.
Anybody's?
Anybody's. If you have the best mashed potatoes...
Try them on air.
I will try them on air. I promise.
And I have a bad feeling about this.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.